This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I say something to you, Frank?
Ty, Frank.
You've been acting psychotically lately. What the hell? Why?
Well, I've been a little under strain. I've got to play with Smales tomorrow.
Smales?
Money match, no.
The thing to do with Smales is, he bothers you. I'll take care of him. What you got to do to Smales is, you cut the hamstring on the back of his leg right at the bottom. He'll never play golf again.
Carl.
Because he goes back, his weight displacement goes back, and he stays there. All his weight's on his right foot, he's going to be pushing everything off to the right. He'll never come through on anything. He'll quit the game.
That would work, and I'm going to call you if I need that help.
The Don and Mike Show.
Great. I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp. Ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, that was right where you wanted it. Ooh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh? Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Why does everybody hate me so much?
Don't know, darling. Before we go back to the phones, well, let's start at the phones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's happening?
Hello.
Nothing. How are you doing?
Oh, how are you?
Oh, everything all right? All right.
Hey,
you know, we can't hear you in Boston.
Do you have the internet?
I have the internet.
There you go. Problem solved.
Way to go. Another satisfied customer.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, radio station.
Yes.
What?
Hello?
What?
Oh, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
They're very busy. Can we help you?
You can help me.
How can we
help
you?
I want to know who's writing their material since all the writers are on strike.
Well, they might ask you what you're eating or what's in your mouth.
Sunflower seed.
Hold on, I'm getting a message from one of them. It says, S-A-D?
Oh, yeah, you can't say that. They want you to do something.
And what would that be?
Apparently they're listening to us in the other room, and they want you to, I think it would be physically impossible for you to do.
S-Y-O-D.
Yeah, unless you are a certain field goal kicker for the New Orleans Saints.
They want you to S-Y-O-D.
O-D.
Can you have them also ask Vince Lombardi if Bart Starr was the first one on his knees for a coach?
Yeah, and they also said Vince Lombardi wants you to S-Y-O-D.
So now you've got the coach, the dead coach of the Packers, and Don or Mike, I'm not sure which one, requesting that you S-Y-O-D.
I think they have each other too.
What was that?
Your phone dropped out, shocker, because it is the perfect call. Your phone dropped.
They want each other to.
No, they made it very clear.
No, they want it's S-Y-O-D. Your own. They want you to.
It's big enough.
Oh, no, wait, they've changed it now. It's S-Y-M-D. And the M stands for mamas.
M-D, me?
No, your mamas.
Yours.
All right, I'm going to put you through to Don and Mike. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
From Sacramento.
Of course. And what's your name?
Where else?
What would you like to speak? What do you want to speak to them about?
I want to ask them who's writing their material since all the writers are on strike.
That's a funny line. Hold on. You'll be the first one through. I'm serious. How stupid are people?
It's
really, folks.
Truly amazing.
How stupid are people? Oh, Mike, a friend's at the door.
Let's see.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hey, someone from Sacramento.
There.
How you doing?
Is Buzz there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
I just called. I want to tell you hello, and I enjoy your news.
Well, that's very nice of you, and hello back.
Thanks, Buzz. You have a wonderful day.
And you too, sir.
Now, hold on. Joe the screener says that you're lying.
Lying?
Yes. Yeah, he said you wanted to talk about writers.
Oh, I just want to let you guys know I heard all the writers are on strike.
Well, now, hold on. That's not what you told the screener.
The screen says you wanted to know.
You're going
to
believe Joe.
He said the screen says about writing who's going to write our material now that there's a writer's strike. That's what the screen says.
Are you saying you didn't say that?
I'm saying I didn't say that.
Do you swear to God you didn't say that?
No, I don't swear to God I didn't say that.
Ah, well, that must mean you said it then.
Possibly.
Oh, so you did.
But if it's true, who's going to write your material?
That's exactly right. So we don't write. We don't have writers, sir.
You know why we don't? Because our audience is so talented. Mm-hmm. They are so funny. Our audience gets us so much. We don't have to write. We don't have to write it. They write material for us.
All right.
You know what? One of my favorite things that we do that's kind of ad lib is when someone calls in and they're so effing stupid, they don't effing realize that they've effing been effing talking to us the whole effing dirt ditch digging effing time.
Oh, you don't think I knew that was you two?
You don't
on,
think that?
That's oh, the right. You guys do.
Yeah, you're just too scary smart for us, aren't you?
No, but I knew it.
Then why didn't you? Then why didn't you out us on it? Why did you play
because
along?
I play along with you.
Oh, please, seriously,
please.
Eat my nut.
You're not even qualified to do that.
Where's the love?
The love comes when you give it. You give it and you'll get it. You hump.
Listen, oh man,
you're a stupid guy. You knew it though.
Hey, but you know what?
What?
You have to go to sleep tonight in that town.
Say again?
All right, listen, you're a funny guy. Hold on. I'm going to give you a prize, really. What's your name? Where are you from?
Sacramento.
Beautiful. What's your first name?
John.
All right, John. Thank you for listening. Hold on a second.
Why don't we give him one of the pretzels?
Or the hot dog.
Hello?
Yeah, that even
yeah?
better.
Hi, did you win a prize?
This is Don or Mike? Don.
Well, how come he didn't say that before when we went through the whole charade with you the first time?
Because I was just playing along with you, Don.
All right. What prize do you want? We have number one, and then we have number two, a trip to where?
A trip to where?
The two that I gave the choice. The one is the first one, and then the second one is the trip. Which one do you want?
If I was you, I would not take the trip to Gal.
I'll let Buzz choose for
Stan.
Me.
I'd take the trip, sir.
Where's the trip to, Buzz?
It's to N.
All right, which one do you want? You on the phone. You have two seconds. One, zero. I'm sorry, you were not quick enough to get your prize.
Now tell me, what gag did we just pull on you, since you know all the gags that we play on people?
Very young one.
Which gag did you pull?
Why are you turning your radio up?
No, I turned it down.
Yeah, that's why I heard it.
Got louder.
I know, because I was getting back in the
You just know everything, don't you?
I know.
You know everything.
Not as much as you.
Well, that's true.
Well, Don, ask you, what was the gag we were just pulling on you?
I couldn't hear you. You said something about a prize or
right.
somewhere.
So but what was the gag? Cause
I don't know. I didn't hear where the trip was.
That's...
God. No. That's impossible.
Bye!
Absolutely impossible. Have a great Sacramento day!
Who are these writers? Seriously. The guy's on the air for 5 minutes with us, and he doesn't know that it's us. And then when he's busted on it, the guy wants to come off like all cool, like,
yeah.
hey, guys.
He knows.
Hey, you guys are the idiots. I knew it was you all along.
He would have stayed on the line if he didn't have to get to his job as a caddy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Do you know who I am?
He's just sucked the life out of us.
Are you Lady Elaine?
I'm Fred Rogers.
It's just anything today.
Yeah.
What is it with these people today?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They have their favorites.
Hello, Don and Mike
Hello.
Show. Hello.
Brad, I take the trip.
What?
Where's the trip to, Buzz? It's two.
Phew. Okay. This may be...
Says he would take the trip.
All right, which one do you want? You on the phone. You have 2 seconds.
We're listening to us.
Zero.
Right. We are listening to us on the radio.
Oh. Always a thrill.
Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Let me tell you something. When you were giving us that news information there, oh, man, I loved it. Anyway, got to run. Number one fan.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you.
See, if we have to, we have fake phone calls we can go to.
Those are delightful. They always make me feel good. I don't care if they're fake. They make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
They go well.
Rob, find me some very dramatic music, please.
Dramatic?
Yeah, dramatic. And work. Go to a CD. Don't.
Okay.
Don't just go out of your three or four songs that you know.
My rotation?
That will be You like that when he works his finger like that on the button, Mike? When Rob goes through the computer to try to find the sound effect he's looking for, and there are like 8 million of them in each of these machines. And
how many do each of those machines hold?
1,000. 1,000. We have 5,000 sound effects of these machines.
Wow.
And when it's time to find one on call, it is a pressure-filled situation. You got to remember, oh, my God, where is that? What page is that located on? Mm-hmm. And poor Rob's finger.
Right.
It's his tell. It betrays the fact that on the outside, he appears to be cool, calm, and collected looking for a tape, while his finger is like this. It's up and down. It almost looks like a special part on a girl. The way it moves around.
The way it flutters a little bit.
This is dramatic.
Up and down. Okay, dramatic. Ah, this works. Thank you.
Chariots of Fire, right?
And cello.
Nah, maybe not dramatic enough.
can you give me that one? Just I never get to do
too
this.
Too loving though, but go ahead. Sure.
You are looking live at the Monterey Peninsula in beautiful Monterey, California. It's the 45th annual AT&T Pebble Beach. Anyway, that's all. I just wanted to do that. God, I love that theme. I still love that theme, and it's Love's theme.
Mm-hmm. Let me do the soft rock thing, then.
Okay.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday. Huh. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? I'll be the best sex you will ever have. I carry a gun everywhere I go. We're going to take a shower, both of us.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
I like rape.
I just hope people that don't get what he just did get it.
That's right.
I don't know how that sounded either.
Oh God, that's not dramatic. That's not dramatic either. Oh, I'm liking this disc.
That last one you played, though, I could do something with that, too.
All right, here you go, Mike.
Sitting on the porch with Country Time imitation flavored drink mix. Rob, that would be perfect background when you do your intro to Porch Set.
You're right, I like that.
I could kick your butt all the way in the state line.
And I'm wearing the boots that can do it. Rob, I suggest the next time we do Porch Setting, that might be the perfect song for it. Hello, friends. Oppa, oppa. Rob.
Thank you. Finally.
That's dramatic. Fanfare for the common man.
Ladies and gentlemen and in-betweens, guys, girls, men, women, children, cats, kittens, hello. No more calls for the rest of today's show. Seriously. Ain't going to be one of those times you hear the button and we go right back to the calls.
No. You have lost the privilege for today.
The name is Power. Last name, Power. First name, Will. I hate doing this to you folks. We're going to do it. Ardinger. Where's Private Ardinger?
Private Ardinger, report to the flight deck, please.
Joe, can you hear me? Joe?
Hi, Joe!
Is he back there, Buzz?
I don't see him.
Where the frig is he?
Rob, check the bathroom.
Is he going poopy?
He's not in his room.
Is he in the bathroom?
He is.
Oh, God.
He's ruining the dramatic moment.
How long do you suppose you'll be? Just a few more minutes.
Rob, ask him if he would be delivering some kids.
Ask him one or two.
Kids? He's squeezing orange juice.
What does that mean? He's going number one?
What the hell did that mean?
What, you want me to interpret it?
Is he? I wanted to know if he was going to the...
I think he is. He's number two.
Well, no number twos during the show.
I've said it for years.
Get him off the toilet, please.
Pull him off if you have to.
Really, really not in my job description.
But at least find out. Make sure. Right. Confirm that he is having a moment. A brown moment.
Joe? Is it a brown moment?
making dreamsicles.
It's back to the orange thing.
Oh, what's he doing? Ask him what the hell he's talking about.
Number one or number two?
Number one or number two?
Orange.
I need an answer.
He's a reference to the spray.
He's laughing. No, it's not an answer.
He's a handful. He's just like
he's
the callers
as bad as one of our callers.
He is really as bad as one of our callers today.
All right, well, Mike, then I'm going to make an even more dramatic announcement.
Matt, throw in one thing before the dramatic announcement.
Yes, Robbie.
From standing outside the bathroom door, smells again like they just fertilized the grove.
Okay, we know what that means.
Yes.
We have orange spray.
There he is. Joe, how was your bowel movement?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Joe, we've decided to...
You know, that was real sincerity that he gave you right there.
Did you wash?
Joe, have you noticed the quality of the call today to the Don and Mike show?
Yeah. I would like to request that you just stop taking calls.
Joe, if you were not in a can having a nice BM, you would have heard the dramatic music and you would have heard us call out to you, Private Ardinger. We never say this, but Joe, kill the phones!
Kill the phones, Joe!
Kill the phones, Joe! Busy up the phones! Kill the phones! Kill them right now! Kill them all, Joe! Let God sort them out.
There will be no more phone calls on the Don and Mike Show for the rest of today's broadcast.
You're a goddamn genius.
Thank you.
Look at the beautiful status of our phones now.
Wow, look at that.
Look at those X's on there. Isn't that pretty?
Peaceful.
All lines dead.
It's like they sleep.
They will remain dead for the rest of the show.
I like that. I like
phone
the way that looks.
Privileges have been taken away.
Unbelievable today.
Too many caddies.
Absolutely. I'm from Sacramento.
Too many stains.
Your writer's gone?
Too many stains.
Okay, you want to get in a fight with me? Duh.
Ain't going to happen today because today is Joe's happiest day.
Mm-hmm.
Joe lives to push the button to busy up the telephones.
Oh, he does, and it's a pretty little look, at least on mine that I'm looking at. It's just got all X's right down the line.
Very nice.
How's it feel, Joe?
It's great. I'm glad you made the decision. I was going to recommend it.
Joe, you usually have very interesting theories as to why. Is it any type of low pressure system, moon cycle, anything in particular, or simply Tuesday?
No, already checked. The new moon is on Friday.
Okay. All right.
And Joe?
Yes, Don.
Did you leave a courtesy flush?
Oh, absolutely.
How many times did you flush in there?
Twice.
Excellent. All right. Good job.
Joe, you really shouldn't BM during the show, though. I mean, you should BM on commercial breaks.
We all use them during commercial breaks.
I know, but Joe, I mean, you're back. You're the last line of, well, it's, you know what? Never mind now. Crap your brains out.
Right.
Phones are busied up.
Go make yourself a picnic lunch.
Go in there and have another one. Have a good one. Thank you, Joe.
He's been with the show for how long? Like 6 or 7 years?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't he have adjusted his internal clock to not between 3 and 7? I think we all have.
Well, I think what it is the freedom of being here where
seven,
it's just
seven,
us.
Three, six, five,
you know, there's always that thing about, three, you know, six, when there are three, lots of people around.
Six.
It's never affected me.
I love calling.
It's busy.
It's our request lines.
There it is.
All of our listener lines. Jammed up.
Just imagine the Sacramento calls being deflected right now. Mm. It's like we put up our heat shield.
Shields up. Number one, shields up. Engage.
It'll always be Jean-Luc Picard.
Engage, Mr. Crusher.
Scotty.
For if I have plucked the rose. Anyway, so nice. No telephones. That's
yeah,
nice.
Especially that last Sacramento caller. Sometimes we have to take many more of those before you make that decision. That Sacramento caller was enough for about 10 bad callers.
We can guarantee you, the commuter, for the rest of your drive home, this will be a pretty good goddamn show because it's going to be all us and none of you.
Yes, it's going to be special.
Okay, so let's break. Let's do this now and come back.
It's too fun.
It's too fun to look at all those big X'd out lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, what do we got today? We got the iPod game.
Yes, we do.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Fantasy football.
It's our willpower.
Didn't even ask you about your fat guy suit.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, I got a couple of bones to pick with you as well.
Really?
Might as well pick your bones right out. No calls today. Uh-huh. Plenty of time to pick bones.
Pick the bones!
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.